Governor McAuliffe had asked the administration not to include Virginia in its five-year plan for drilling offshore. Governor-elect Northam is also opposed, and environmental groups have raised objections, among them the Southern Environmental Law Center, where Deborah Murray is a senior attorney.
In the Mid-Atlantic, South Atlantic, there have been at least 140 coastal communities. The tourist industry in Virginia Beach, particularly, has been very vocal.
The fishing industry also objects, as does the Department of Defense, arguing that the areas in question are important for military training. The announcement comes days after the administration eliminated environmental protections put in place after the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, attorney Deborah Murray.
It's a 1-2 blow, really. Stopping studies, removing those regulations, and then going full speed ahead everywhere.
The Department of the Interior would allow drilling for oil and gas up to 3 miles from shore, while previous rules had required a 50-mile buffer zone. And even before drilling occurs, Murray says there could be harm to marine mammals as engineers set off explosions to determine where oil and gas deposits might be.
It could harm more than 130,000 whales and dolphins. And it's because these are underwater blasts that go off every 10 seconds.
Before the new plan can take effect, there will be opportunities for public comment. Murray figures the process could take 18 months, but is urging people to speak up now. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Fishing industries, the concerns about conflicts there. And then in Virginia as well, we have a significant, of course, military presence on the coast. And the Department of Defense has consistently made known its position that these areas are vital for training exercises offshore. Other administrations have called for a 50-mile area from the shoreline out, in which drilling wouldn't be allowed. This administration takes it right up to the limits, 3 miles out.